V'esov shepogam ba'avoida sabchoira. Now, we said until now that b'choira was tfila, cherev pifio is b'choira. Esav, who was poigem in b'choira, she'ibachinas tfila, u'biza oisa, Esav who showed disrespect to the b'choira. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says, v'yivez Esav as b'choira. He cheapened and insulted the b'choira by being willing to sell it to Yaakov Avinu for a bowl of soup. He was willing to give away this b'choira. Note, the Torah relates his bizoyim for the Bechira to Pegam and Tefillah. Bechinas Halitenino. He said to Yaakov Avinu, shovel the food into my mouth. He couldn't get it fast enough. Alkein, therefore, Al Yidei Shenehenu Misuda Sheloisei Rosha, through the Yidden participating in the Suda Vachashverosh, Shehu Pegam Taiva Sachila, which represents a pegam and achila, al yedeze pogmu ba mishpot, that represented a pegam and mishpot, shehu pegam hatfila kanal, which is again a pegam and tfila. So Rav Nosson Zal has shown how all three items that the Gemara brings, avodah zarah, gilui arayos, and pegam achila, are all tied into pegam and tfila. V'alkein rotzo chomon yemach shemoy lezgaber keneged tzedokos Yisrael. This is why we find, in addition, that Haman tried to work to knock out the charity of Klal Yisrael, the tzedakah of Klal Yisrael, Shehem Bechina Shkolim, which is reflected by the Shkolim that the Jews donated to the base, to the Mishkan, to the Beis Hamikdash. V'yomar, and Haman said, V'aseres alofim kikar kesef eshkoil al yidei oisei hamalocha lehovi elgin zei hamelech. I'm prepared to put out 10,000 silver pieces, eshkoil, to knock out the shkolim of Klal Yisrael, to override the power of the shkolim of Klal Yisrael. Ki tzedoko b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpot shehu tikkun ha'tefila. Because Rav Nosson shows in that chapter on Likutei Moran that one of the main ingredients in tefila is tzedoka. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elozer Yohiv Pruta v'odar Matzli. Rabbi Elozer would first put a coin in the pushka and then daven. Because Va'ani b'tzedek ech zeponecha. And Rav Nosson shows over there that tzedoka is mishpat. Ze yashpil v'ze yorim. So that's why Haman, who is the opposite of tefila, try to do battle against the tzedakah of Bnei Yisrael. V'hu rotzol izgaber keneged ze, ki ikar hisgabrusoi hu keneged hu emunak doyshe shu avoydus ha'tfila. Because the main hisgabrus of Haman is against the emuna, which means against the tfila. Ki ikar ha emuna toli b'tfila. Because the main emuna of a Jew is dependent on the tfila of the person, and is measured by the tfila of the person. Because a Jew has to believe that there's nothing Hashem can't do. And Hashem is full of kindness. And Hashem craves the tefillos of the Jewish people. And he always listens to our tefillah. So that's why, that's what the emunah, when we talk about faith in Hashem, what's the most important faith? This is the most important faith. And it's measured by the extent that a person davens. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, she'omar lo yakadosh baruch hu, Hashem said to Haman, Rasha, kvar kidmu shkoleim l'shkolecha. Ha ha, you're trying to work with money against the Jews? You're too late, Charlie. Their shkolim beat you already. Their shkolim preceded your shkolim. Tamon taninon, and the Gemara says that's why we learn, bi'echod bi'adorot mashmim al shkolim, that they make the announcement that the Jews should start bringing in their shkolim from Rosh Chodesh Adar. Purim wasn't until 14 days in Adar, but on Rosh Chodesh Adar they start announcing already time to bring in the shkolim. Yesterday, by coincidence, right? Ki ikra hatzdoko hu bebechina shkolim. Because the main tzdok of the Jews is the concept of the shkolim. Ki mavoyer shomba Torah a'ah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to focus in on showing that the this word shekel represents the tachlis of tzdoko, what tzdoko is really all about, how tzdoko is mishpat. She tzdoko who bechinas mishpat. Rabbein Zal said in that chapter in the Kutimran that tzedaka is a form of mishpat. You're being shofet. Ze yashpil v'ze yorim. Shal yidei ze yoidim eich lilchoim imacherev shayye koilei el asarov loyechte ayin shom. Rabbein Zal says over there that when a person has mishpat, then he knows how to center the sword to strike at the bullseye, to strike at the middle, dead center, and be successful. Shezehu bechinas shkolim. This is the concept of shkolim. Hainu shehatzdoko hi bebechinas shkolim. Tzdoko is referred to as shkolim. Machma shalidei tzdoko zoichem bechinas mishpot. Because tzdoko leads to mishpot. Shezehu bechinas shkolim. Bechinas mishkal. Mishkal means weights. Weights and measurements, which is the concept of mishpot. When you want to shoot an arrow, when you want to strike with a sword and strike at the center, you got to weigh mishkal. You got to make a weight and measurement, a calculation to determine exactly where that center is. That's this term shekel. Shekel is milosh mishkal, weights and measurements, which are the whole foundation of mishpot. In Parshas Mishpotim it says, make sure eifas tzedek, vehin tzedek, all of those things. Now Rav Nosson Zal notes, ubeinyan shkolim, hoyo belibi harbe levaya. Regarding this topic of shkolim, I had a lot to say about it. Ach lo yistayim ilse lekoisvoy, however, I wasn't zecher to write it down at the time, v'nishkach, and I forgot it. He's talking about battling Amalek, and he's showing how the fact that Amalek isn't dead yet was able to cause to forget some additional information on the topic of the Shkolim. Paragraph Tesayim. Rav Nosson Zal says, Nimtzo, so therefore we see from this, Sheklipas homan Amalek, Hubechinas haklipo, Hamachleshes, Umarasheles, Lev, Ho'odo milispalel, Machmasheroyen, Arichas, Hatzorois, Vagolos, Rachman Aslan. So therefore, we see that this klipa of Homan Amalek is the one that weakens a person from davening Tashem, because the person it feels to the person as if things are going on for so long, the golus is so long and everything that it's hopeless. Shezehu bechinas savrinon yabeshtehi hanemar batoiranal. This corresponds to what it says in that chapter on Likutei Moharan when they got off the ship and they went on this large fish's back. And they thought it was dry land. Savrinon Yabeshti, we thought it was dry, meaning we thought our tefillos weren't bearing any fruit. Shesoyrim chas v'sholom, kilu kol hatefillos lorik chas v'sholom. They thought as if all the tefillos are for naught. Shezeh hatos nimshach miklipas homan amolek kanal. This mistake comes from the klipa of homan amolek. And the fact that we're being told this means a Jew has to know how serious an item this is. That whenever this kind of thought enters a person's mind, who knows, maybe my tefillah, maybe all my davening isn't doing anything, to know that's not coming from an average type of enemy. That's coming from the worst, worst, worst enemy of the Jewish people imaginable. This klipa called Amalek. The Alkein, Hoyo Hachnosoi Alidei Mordechai V'Esther. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, therefore, what was the antidote for this Haman Amalek? The antidote was Mordechai and Esther. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, based on that chapter in Likutei Moharan, we're going to see how. Shehem bechinas klal hatfilois shel hatzadik u'amiti u'knesses Yisrael. Mordechai and Esther represent the combination of the composite of all the tefillos of the tzaddik emes and of klal Yisrael. How? Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi zebechinas tzaddik ha-doer. Mordechai represents the tzaddik of the generation, shehu bechinas Moshiach, which represents Moshiach. Shehu bechinas Reach. Moshiach is referred to as the power of smell. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shlomo HaMelech was able to look at two people and see who was telling the truth. The Gemara says that Moshiach is going to be Moirach Vadoen. He's going to be able to smell the truth. That's the wording in the Gemara. And the Gemara brings proof from the Pasuk, Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem, that Moshiach is compared to the nose, the nostrils. Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter, Likutei Moharan, that the nose, the power of the nose and nostrils, refers to the power of tefillah. Because of the fact that there's a Pasuk, Utehilosi Echtamloch, my tefillah is related to the chotem, to the nose. And also, Rabbeinu Zal says in a chapter in Likutei Moharan that the Iker Hachius comes from tefillah, as the Pasuk says, tefillah lokel chayoi, that davening to Hashem is my life. And we know that when Hashem put life into Adam HaRishon, He put it through the nose. It says, Vayipach bi'apov nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into the nostrils of Adam HaRishon the spirit of life. So we see that the nose is the symbol of tefillah. The nose is the symbol of Moshiach, Ruach HaPeinu Moshiach Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Moshiach shubechinas reyach shehu kolu mikol hatfilois. Moshiach is the composite of all the tefillos of Bnei Yisrael. Ki kol milchamtoi v'chol hakvishus sheloi heim al yidei tefillah. Because all the battles that Moshiach is going to wage and all the victories that Moshiach is going to experience are all going to be through tefillah. Kemavoyer shom ba'toranal, as Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, ki Mordechai hu bechinas besomim roish mordroer. The Gemara asks, where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash at all? Where do we see any hint to Mordechai in the written Torah? So the Gemara says that when it talks about the spices, the special spices of the Ketores, what it says that the Jew, that the Kohen should take besamim roish, the best of these spices, moir deroir, a certain type of moir, which the Targum, the Unkelus, on those words moir deroir is morei dachya. When you put those two words together, morei dachya is Mordechai. So the Gemara says that's where we see a remez to Mordechai in the Chumash. So note, what is Mordechai associated with? Ktoiris, the psomim, psomim roish, the kamoshedosh razal, as the Gemara says, hainu bechinas roish v'shoiresh shel kol hatfilois. Besomim roish, besomim is something you smell. Besomim represents the koyach hatfila, right? The Gemara says, how do we know that you may? The Gemara asks, which item is it which the neshama has pleasure from and not the body? The Gemara says that's reyach, the power of smell. We make a brocha borei minim somim. The Gemara says there's a pasuk koil haneshama tahalel ko, that a Jew praises Hashem with his whole neshama. So the Gemara says, which item is there that the neshama praises Hashem for? The Gemara says that's the power of smell, because smell is not a physical item, it's a spiritual item, which represents koil haneshama. Tahalel is the union of tefillah again, this concept of tefillah, which is tied into the reyach, the sense of smell. So Mordechai represents the roish, besamim roish, the roish v'shoyresh shel kol ha-tfilois. He represents the top and the foundation of all tefillos. Shem bechinas reyach, which are represented by the power of smell. Bechinas Moshiach, which is the power of Moshiach. Kihu bechinas besomim roish mor deroer. That represents the power of this besomim roish mor deroer. Vizehu besomim roish daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, note that the word roish is used, which is related to that topic of the firstborn that we're speaking about. Bechinas roish ubechoyer shehu avoydes ha-tefillah kanal. We mentioned earlier that the firstborn was the symbol of tefillah. The bechoyer is double portion, and tefillah is pishnayim, cheref pifiois, we called it. Shehu bechinas hisrashlu a. Hepech bechinas reishes goyam amolek, which is the opposite. Mordechai is besamim roish, which is the antidote to reishis goyim amolek. Amolek is also called the roish. He's the roish of klipa. Shehu bechinas hisrashlus mi'atfila. Amolek represents that force that weakens the Jew from davening. Ke'ilu adayin lo yischalnu lifoil klal, trying to convince the person that you haven't yet accomplished anything with your tefillah, so why bother? U'mordechai b'chinas b'samim roish, whereas Mordechai is the opposite of that. He's called the best of the spices. Shemachazek is leiv kol echad v'echad miYisrael lahaschil b'chol pam mechodosh leschazek b'tefillah. Mordechai represents the tzaddik who encourages every single Jew to constantly start fresh in davening Tashem. Kikvar po'alnu harbe, because we have achieved a lot already with our tefillah. Achadayin onu tzrichen lifoil harbe moid, but there's still a lot more to go with tefillah. Ad shenigmor habinyan b'shleimos, until we'll complete the third Beis HaMikdash and the building up of the Shechina to its fullest. Bechinas binyan amishkon lahachzir Hashem yizborach eleinu bebechinas ponim uponim, to get Hashem to turn to us completely face to face. Ukeneged oitzem hagedula v'nefloes ha'yishuis v'chulu shon atzrichem lifoil, and compared to the tremendous success that we still need to accomplish, which we haven't yet accomplished, compared to that, adayin lo yischalnu spal koroi klal, it's as if we haven't yet even started davening Tashem. V'yafal pikein, and yet still, kvar ozar lono Hashem yisborach harbe moid, still we know that even up until today, Hashem has already helped the Jews tremendously. Ach bechol yoim v'yoim onu tzrichim lahaschil lehischazek ulizgaber b'tfila mechodosh. And yet, each and every single day, a Jew has to start again and arouse encouragement inside of himself to start fresh in tefillah. Ki l'gdulosi yisborach ein cheker, because Hashem's greatness is infinite. V'hu mechazek libeinu liftoyach b'chazda yisborach tamid. And this tzaddik Mordechai is the one who gives us the encouragement constantly to daven Tashem, telling us ki ein shum tefila larik chasashom, there's no such thing as a wasted tefila. Rak kol tefila tefila oisa roshim, but rather every single tefila makes an impression in heaven. V'nivne mehem koimas hashchina, and it builds up the structure of the shchina. Shehu b'chinas binyan beis hamikdash, which is synonymous with the building of the beis hamikdash. Ad sheyishtalim shiur koimosa, until the full height of the Shechina will be built up, oz yichmaru rachmov, that's when Hashem's kindness will be activated, v'yoshuv eleinu kanal, and Hashem will turn to us, you know, full turnaround and face us solidly. Shekol ze hepech b'chinas klipas homer amolek, this is all the opposite of what Amolek is all about. Amalek is trying to dissuade us from davening and give us the opposite of encouragement and everything, and Mordechai is the opposite. V'alkein hu machnia v'oiker klipos amoro. That's why this Mordechai is the one who subdues and uproots this evil klipa called Amalek. V'alkein be'emes b'shask zeras homon his chazek b'tfilo harbe. This is why we find in the Megillah, what did Mordechai HaTzadik do when the whole decree of Haman came about? What did he do? He took out his bow and arrow, he took out his Gemara. Look in the Megillah. He was mischazek with tefillah tremendously. Kama shekosov, as it says clearly, u'Mordechai yoda es kol ashenaso. Mordechai understood what was going on. Vayikra Mordechai es begodov, he tore his garments. Vayizak zo'oko gedoilo umoro, and he cried out a great bitter outcry. Ukamay Shamrazal, as the Gemara says, Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ishimini. When the Megillah describes Mordechai, it says he was the son of Shimi, his father was Shimi, and his grandfather was Kish. So the Gemara says those aren't necessarily the names of his father and grandfather, but rather they refer to his qualities. What was Mordechai all about? Bemkish Shehikish Aldal Se Rachmim. Lahokish means to bang on the door stubbornly. When a person bangs, relentless banging on the door. Mordechai is called Bemkish because he relentlessly banged on the doors of kindness of Hashem until Hashem gave in. V'chein hichnis b'leiv kol Yisrael ischazek b'tfila. And this was Mordechai's great accomplishment at that time, the fact that he injected into the heart of every single Jew the encouragement to daven. K'may shekosuv, as it says, u'b'chol ir vo'ir, u'b'chol medino medino, tzoim u'v'chi u'mispeid. The Jews were fasting and crying and eulogizing. What does crying mean? Crying in tefillah. U'kamay shekosuv, and it says, as it says also, v'divrei hatzoimois v'za'akosom. When it says that they wrote down the Megillah, it says they wrote down about the fast days and the outcry to Hashem. It's all written there. What did they do? They screamed to Hashem at that time. Mimtza. So therefore, what do we see from this? Shemordechai hu tzadik hador. Mordechai represents the concept of the tzadik hador, b'chinas Moshiach, b'chinas Reyach, b'chinas Shoresh klal tefilos Yisrael. He represents the foundation of all the tefilos of Am Yisrael. She'elov tzrichim kol Yisrael lekasher tefilos, whereby all Jews have to attach their tefillah to Mordechai HaTzadik. Rabbi Nizal shows in that chapter in Likud Imran that just like when it came to building the Mishkan, the Jews came up with the ingredients. What did they do with the ingredients? Vayaviu HaMishkan El Moshe, it says. They brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who put it together. So too, Mordechai HaTzadik represents the shoresh of all tefillos Yisrael, where every Jew that davens has to submit his tefillah to the tzaddik. In Breslov, we do it by saying, Hareini mekasher atzmi betfilosi l'chol atzadik mamitim shebedoreinu u'l'chol atzadik mamitim sheikh neofer kadosh mashe boretzema. And those that want, add the words, u'bifrat l'rabbeinu ha'kodosh tzaddik yisraelam nachman adeinu kar chochmo Rabbi Nachman ben Feigel, Chosef Lai Mokar Yisrael. By saying that, Harini Mekasher, I'm giving the tzaddik, the power of attorney, that he should be the one to take my tefillah and massage it and do whatever needs to be done with it to make it part of that binyan of the Beis HaMikdosh, part of that binyan of the Koimas HaShechina. K'may Shekosu Shambat Torah now, as is written in that chapter on Likut Imran. So that's what Mordechai is all about. Note, Rabbi Nizal brings in another place in the Kutaran from the Arizal that the word Mordechai is Bigimatria Rav Chesed. That when we say in the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachmim, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'chana, the Rav Chesed is Mordechai. He's this master of Tefillah. What is Tefillah? Tefillah is all the concept of drawing out the Chasodim from Hashem. I'm talking Sadinim. The Esther, he Bechinas Knesses Yisrael. And Esther is the symbol of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas ha-tfilois shel kol echod echod mi Yisrael. She represents the tfilois of all the Jewish people. Ma shemispalalim betoikef arichas golusam vetzarosam begufo nefesh. This that all the Jews are crying out to Hashem throughout this lengthy golus from all the pain and suffering that they're going through, spiritual pain and other pain. V'hi mikras Esther al shem ha-hastoro. She is called Esther because of the term hastoro, which means hiddenness. B'chinas v'onechi haster aster esponai b'yom ahu k'mashadar shazal. The Gemara says that Hashem says about himself that shortly before the coming of Moshiach, Hashem is going to hide himself very well. Hainu, what is this referring to? What exactly is this referring to? Hainu shebeis arichas hagolus nidme keilu Hashem yisporach master ponem imenu. Through the long, long golus that the Yidden are going through, it appears to us as if Hashem has hidden himself completely from us. Ukeilu, it's as if Hashem is hiding his face from us. He's ignoring us. Ukeilu had tfilois same lorik chasvishon, as if our tfilois are wasted. They're not going anywhere. We're being ignored. He's not even looking at me. Sometimes a mother wants to say something important to a child, and she says, "Listen, abba," and the kid's looking the other way, and she says, "Look at this. I'm trying to tell him something so important. He isn't even looking at me." Not looking at me implies ignoring completely. So if the Torah says that Hashem is behester ponim, it means no matter how good my tefillah is, it appears to me as if he doesn't even care. He's looking somewhere else, he's distracted completely, he has no interest in what the Yidden are trying to say to him. Avol Knesset Yisrael am kodosh b'chinas Esther hei mechazkim es atzmon b'tefillah tamid. However, the Jewish people, this holy nation, which is symbolized by Esther, they encourage themselves constantly. Afilu b'toikev ha'astora shebetoich ha'astora. No matter how hidden Hashem is, within one covering and double covering, doesn't matter. Afilu ha'chalushei koyach shebeYisrael. Even the weakest ones among the Yidden, she'en lohem koyach l'sader tfilosan koroi, who don't have the ability to prepare a real solid tefillah, Achem is gaberes aleim malchus orishu abchinas malchus achashverosh, to the point where the kingdom of Klipa, the kingdom of Achashverosh, strengthens itself against these weak Jews. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vatilokach Esther el hamelech achashverosh. We see that Achashverosh was able to take Esther captive. This represents, Esther represents the Jewish people, or especially the weak ones among them, whom the king of Klipa sometimes is able to take them into captivity. Gam oz he mizgabrim betfila tamid. But the Jews don't give up. Even when a Jew feels that he's been taken captive by the Satan, he doesn't quit. Kama shamazal, as the Gemara says, shebisho shebo Esther l'toch beis ha-hashveroish, that when Esther Amalka came into the house of Achashverosh, Vinistale came in, Oshchina, and she felt that the Shechina had left her. Soakoz, she cried out, Keli, Keli, Lomo Azavtoni, Hashem, Hashem, why are you leaving me? Why? Vizer Remez Al Kol Echot Mi Yisrael. When the Torah tells us this, this is a message, a hint to every single one of us. Kishayoyred chas v'sholam, that when any of us experiences a yerida, afilu lemekoymois shehasitra achra b'chinas malchus arisham is bashesles shom, even if we feel ourselves as having fallen all the way into the place of the klipa, being taken captive in Achashverosh's home, v'hakdusha shehi ashchina mistalekes mimenu, and the Jew feels as if all of his holiness has left him, it's disappeared, his neshama left him, he's without any kedusha, gam tzorich gam kein lechazek liboyos, the person has to encourage himself, velitzoik, and to cry out, keili, keili, lomo azavtoni, Hashem, Hashem, why are you forsaking me? V'chol, I once saw, just on these words, Lomo Shechachtoni, sometimes a story, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and a story is like 1,000 pictures. I once overheard one of these Zakenim of Breslov saying Tikkun HaKloli, and when he came to the words Lomo Shechachtoni, there's not Keli Keli Lomo Shechachtoni, but there's a few places in Tehillim where it says these words Lomo Shechachtoni, I heard him repeating it over and over, you know, saying those words, Lo Hashem, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? And he told over, why does he say this? Because he remembers he was once in Russia many years ago, and he remembers going to Rabbeinu Zalcien and seeing one of the old Breslova, a Russian, during the time of communism, when this person's children went to the communist schools and they left Yiddishkeit, and the person felt literally as if he were lost in Mars, you know, lost in the Twilight Zone, totally disconnected from Klal Yisrael, from Yiddishkeit, and totally, totally forsaken. So he said he heard this Breslover saying these words, Lomo Shechachtoni, and he saw tears streaming down from both eyes, streaming down to his beard, the full length of his beard, and dripping down to the floor. And he just kept repeating from the depths of his heart, Lo Moshchachtoni, Lo Moshchachtoni. You know, Hashem, why have you forsaken me in this forsaken country, this ice-cold Russia? And he said, for you know, 50 years later, whenever he says these words, Lomo Shechachtani, he has this picture of this person in his mind with the tears streaming, this person who felt the epitome of forsakenness, just crying out to Hashem, low voice that's more powerful than all the missiles and everything, that the scuds and all kinds of other baloney, each one of those tears. You know, a person saying from the depths of his heart, Hashem, Lomo Shechachtani, why have you forsaken me? V'chol ha'ischaskus p'chinas Esther litzoy tomad l'ashem yizborach hoya alidei Mordechai. And the whole ability of Esther to summon up the strength to encourage herself to continue, not to give up, even after she was taken into the palace of Ahasuerus, and even after she felt the Shekhinah leave her, what gave her the ability not to give up was Mordechai hamaramzo alkach. This Mordechai, who was constantly hinting, who knew how to drop the right hints to give her the encouragement. Ki Mordechai bechinas tzadik hador oisek tomid lilmoid im klal Yisrael bechinas Esther sheichas glatzman betfilo tomid. Because this is Mordechai's job. This is the tzadik's job. He's the one who's best suited to give klal Yisrael bechinas Esther the encouragement that they need to continue davening no matter what, even when they feel totally forsaken and everything. Afilu be'es arichas hagolus bechlau ubefrat. Even when the Jews as a nation or an individual person is going through super golus, beguf v'nefesh, whether it's gashmi is golus or whether it's ruchmi is golus, afilu betoikef ahastora, no matter how severe the hiddenness of Hashem is, kama shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, vayihi oimein es hadaso, that Mordechai was the one who raised Hadassah. He's the one who sustained her. Hadassah, he Esther Bas Doidoy. Megillah says, who is Hadassah? That's Esther Amalka, his niece. Ki Esther Nikras Hadassah al Shem Hatfilois Shoiskim Bohem Tomid Shehem Malim Reach Toiv Kohodos. Note, she was also called a name related to smell. The Hodos is known for its smell. Why? Because she is the symbol of the composite of all the tefillos of Bnei Yisrael. She represents all the tefillos which give off this wonderful reach. Why? What's the connection to reach? Because the tefillos are b'mokim karbonos. The Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, is called a Beis Tefila. Ki Beisi Beis Tefila Yikorei L'Cholamim. Today we don't have a Mishkan. When we had the Mishkan and there were karbonos, what was Hashem's profit from the karbonos? Hashem ate the steaks. He didn't eat the steaks. Hashem smelled the reach nichoyach. That's what it says. Reach nichoyach. Hashem benefited from the smell of the karbonos. So the tefillos that we have today, which are in place of the karbonos, kaviyochol also, that's this smell. That's this hadassah. This koyach hatfil of Klal Yisrael. Kigam hatfilois shel hachalushe koyach shebi Yisrael, shem b'chinas Esther b'chinas hastoro, gam heim malin reach toiv l'chon av Yisborach, al yidei atzadik ador b'chinas Mordechai, she'elov onu mekashrim tfiloseinu. Because even the tfilois of the weakest Jews, which are represented by Esther, why Esther? Because Esther means hastoro, meaning those Jews from whom Hashem is most hidden from them. They live out in the sticks in Long Island, these other places where they don't know from Hashem. Hashem lives in Israel. They live on the moon in Long Island, in Southampton, places where Hashem doesn't even know those places exist, chas v'shalom. That kind of attitude. So even those people, gam heim malin reach toiv l'fon av Yisborach, they also give forth a super good aroma to Hashem with their tefillos. Al yedei hatzadik ador b'chinas Mordechai, through the tzadik she'elov onamekashrim tfiloseinu, whereby it's to the tzadik that we attach our tfilos, shehu male gam tfiloseinu lefon avis borach l'reach nichoyach, and the tzadik has the ability to take even our tfilos, even us lowly, and bring it up to Hashem and bring forth a sweet aroma from it. Kikol hachius v'hagidul shel Esther shibchinas Knesset Yisrael hu al yedei hatzadik ador shubchinas Moshiach. Because the whole sustenance and the whole raising of Esther, who is the symbol of the Jewish people, is done via Mordechai, via the Tzaddik, who's Bechinas Moshiach. He's the one who knows how to raise the Jewish people, how to sustain them. Ki ha-tzadik u-machnis b'lev Yisrael u-mechazek libam l'spalel tomid. The tzadik is the one who injects into each one of our hearts the encouragement that it needs, that's needed to keep davening, to keep on trucking. L'spalel tomid. V'hu mekabel kol tfilosam shemekashmei lov. And the tzadik receives all the tfilos of Bnei Yisrael which people attach to him. They strap it to the tzadik. And the tzaddik is the one who is male those tefillos before Hashem. And the tzaddik is the one who builds the structure of the Shechina. As is written in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal proves it from the Zohar Kodesh. Vezehu vayehi oimein es hadaso hi Esther. This is why it says that Mordechai was the one who raised Hadassah. Who is Hadassah? Esther. Shehu megadel umale es tfilas Yisrael. Mordechai is the one who raises and elevates the tfilos of Klal Yisrael. Shehem bechinas reyach, which are this sweet smell. Shehem espalalim betoikef hastorah. Even when the Jews are davening in a state of super, super hiddenness from Hashem, where Hashem is extremely hidden from us. Be'es arichas agolus, at a time of, you know, when the golus is feeling extremely long. V'zehu, this is why it says over there, he Esther bas doidoi. She was Esther, the daughter of his uncle. Kigam hatfilois elu shel chalushei koyach shebi Yisrael, shem b'chinas hastoro, heim gamkein yikorim oid. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, because even the tefillos of those Jews from whom Hashem is most hidden from them, their tefillos are extremely precious. V'nikroim basmelech penimo. And they are also called the princess, the inner princess. V'zeh bechinas Esther bas doidoi. This is why it says Esther, the daughter of his uncle. Bechinas brato de malko. This refers to the daughter of the king, Shenikra Doidoi Shel Hatzadik. Hashem is called the uncle of the Tzadik. Kama Shekosuv, Ze Doidi Veze Rei. The word Doid means uncle, and Doidi means my beloved. Kaviochel Doidi is the nickname of Hashem in Shir HaShirim. Ze Doidi Veze Rei. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. So when it says that Esther is also called Bas Doidoi, it means those Jews from whom Hashem is Bahastora Bastora, they are also called the Bas Melech. They also represent the ones who are very close to Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal said in the first story in the Sipur Maisis, that the king loved the daughter very much. He had six sons and one daughter, and the daughter he loved very much. V'zeh ki ein lo ov vo'em. It says over there in Megillah, why was Mordechai the one who was raising Esther? Because she had no father or mother. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Zebechinas Hamoichin, father and mother represents brains, sechel. Ki av bechochma ve'eim labina. Because there's a pasuk in Mishlei which says, av bechochma and ki eim labina tikra. Father and mother are the nicknames that are given to the spheros of Chochma and Bina, which represents Seichel, Das, Hainu, Machmas She'em Lohem Moichin, Lo'elu HaChalushe Koyach, because these weak Jews are not big Talmidei Chachamim. They don't have big knowledge of Torah. They're not in a state of Moichin the Godless, where their brains are shining brightly. Al kein tzorich hatzadik legadlom ulechazkom bechol pam. That's why Mordechai had to take care of her. That's why the tzaddik has to nourish these Jews, these low yiddelich, because they don't have moichin the godless themselves. V'zeh shomer hazal. This is why the Gemara, the pasuk says in the Megillah, u'maymar Mordechai Esther oiso kasher hoiso ba'omno itoy. That whatever Mordechai told her to do, even when she was in the palace of Ahasuerus, whatever Mordechai told her to do, she did it exactly as she used to when she was with Mordechai. And the Gemara says on this, Malamed, this teaches us, Shehoisa Yosheves Becheikoi Shel Achashveirosh, that she sat in the lap of Achashveirosh, V'toiveles, V'yosheves Becheikoi Shel Mordechai. Then she would go to the mikveh and sit in Mordechai's lap. This is, the wording is symbolically used to imply that she went from super, super tuma, from Achashveirosh, the most tome person, to Mordechai, Hatzadik. Hainu, this means to teach us, despite the fact that she was in such a fallen state that the king, the Russia king Achashverosh, was in control of her to an extent, she didn't give up. She didn't say, forget it, I'm too far gone, I'm too bad. She was mechazik herself. She went to the mikveh, and she sat in Mordechai's lap. This means that this Isha Yiras Hashem, which is symbolic of Esther, which is symbolic of the tefilos of the lowly Jews, over which the Tumah has strengthened itself against them in such a big, big way, afal pikein loy hinichu es mekoyma. It remains stubborn. It doesn't allow itself to be pushed back or to be pushed all the way down. And she encouraged herself every time, again and again, lehitaher, to purify herself, ulehiskasher lebechinas Mordechai, and to attach herself to Mordechai, shehu hatzadik shebedoyer, who represents the tzadik of the generation, lekayim maimar Mordechai, to fulfill the instructions of Mordechai. What are his instructions? Shemizarzo umechazko laharbois betfila tomit yiach ech sheyir. This Mordechai, who encouraged her to keep davening, to keep adding more tefillos and more tefillos, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how far down she feels she's going. V'alkein zochinu l'toikif hanes shel Purim asher komoiho loy nehiyoso. And this is why we Jews were zeicha to the miracle of Purim, of which there was nothing like it ever. V'nikbu yemei ha-purim l'doirois, and these days of Purim were established for generations, la'asois oisam yemei mishta v'simcha, to be declared as days of party and celebration and joy. Kizochu Mordechai v'esteros aydei oitzam kdushosam gdulosam, because Mordechai and Esther, through their greatness and their holiness, al yidei shehirbu b'tfila, through the fact that they poured on so much tfila, v'hichmisu b'Yisroel laharbois b'tfilois utzokois, and they injected into the Jews the realization to go big, to pour it on in tefillah, to give it everything you have, afilu liachar gzardin, even after Hashem signed and sealed the decree and everything, who cares? Doesn't matter. We're still living, we can still scream, we can still daven, ad shebotlu agzera, to the point where they succeeded in wiping out the decree, v'nishape chadovor, and things got turned over completely, shetolu es Haman, where Haman got hung up on a tree, and the Jews came out completely on top. V'hoyolohem nes noiro v'yeshua kazois, and they had an awesome miracle, and a super salvation, ad shezochu laham shechor azois b'chol dor v'dor, to the point where not only was this a success for that generation, but it was so powerful an explosion that it echoes in every generation. Even until Mashiach comes, the echo of that miracle is still continuing, and it's still alive and well. Pshegam bimei hagolus ha'achroin ha'oru chamar hazeh, so that even throughout this final exile, which is so long and so bitter, Yoyer Oleinu He'oras Mordechai V'Esther B'chol Shona V'Shona, the light of Mordechai and Esther shines upon Klal Yisrael every single year. We're not celebrating Purim for what happened 2,000 years ago. Every single year, that same miracle, that same power of Kedusha goes into effect again. The Jew who wants to plug into this can receive the encouragement that they need to keep davening, to constantly daven. Afiluato, even now, shehagolus misarech mo'oid mo'oid, where the golus is so, so long, bavoneseinu harabim, due to our many sins, beguf vonefesh, the golus that each one of us is experiencing in body and in soul, the golus beguf, the struggle in parnosa, and the health problems, and all the different things, and the golus hanefesh, the spiritual golus, the yuridos and the tzoros that each one of us is experiencing in our neshama, bichlal ubeprat, on a general level related to the entire Jewish people on a whole, and befrat, each person's own individual golus. V'zeh bechinas goydel simchas Purim. This is what the whole big celebration and joy of Purim is all about. Ki zeh ikra simcha. This is the most outstanding joy. What? When a Jew is zoicha to have a clear realization that Hashem always listens to our tefillah, just as he listened to our prayers during the time of Mordechai and Esther, as it says in the Pasuk, Ogilo v'esmecha b'chazdecha, I will rejoice and be thrilled, happy over your kindness, asheru iso es oni, for the fact that you saw my poverty, Hashem, you saw my fallen state, and accepted my tefillah. That's what there is to be someach about. Rav Nosson Zal here is giving a definition for simcha. You want to know what's the simcha? The simcha is when a person comes to a realization that Hashem sees his pain and Hashem is hearing his tefillah. That's what to be. That deserves to be someach about. That's what the pasuk says. Ogilo v'yesmecha bechazdecha asheroyis esonyi. What's the chesed? The chesed is that Hashem is looking at me, and Hashem, I'm being heard. It's not that my words are being, it's falling on deaf ears. Baloney. If my tefillah is being heard by Hashem, that's the biggest excuse for simcha. And because of the fact that Hashem listened to the tefillahs then, that's what gives us the confidence and the trust that today also Hashem will listen to our prayers on a global level, from the entire Jewish people as a whole, and each and every person's individual prayer, as it says, V'ani b'chazdecho votachti yogeli b'vishuasecha. Hashem, I trust, botachti, I trust in your kindness. Which kindness? We gave a definition before as to what kindness is. You know what kindness is? Ro'iso esoni. When Hashem sees and listens to a person, that's the chesed. And I trust in that, and yogel libi bishuasecha. My heart rejoices with Yeshua. The simcha is that even in Golus, just like them, they were in Golus, they were Bahastora. Her name isn't Moshiach, she's called Esther, implying that the Jews were in a very low state at the time. They were in super Hastorah. Despite their lowly state, Hashem heard the tefillos, and miracles happened and everything. We believe, Emunah Shleima, also that today, when we're in more Hastorah, today is Haster Aster, we believe, Emunah Shleima, that Hashem is listening to our tefillos and will listen, and if we'll just keep it up for long enough, if we'll be relentless, we won't stop, we'll definitely be Matzliach. You know, we'll have our miracles just like they had their miracles.